How many parts does it take to change a light bulb? That's an important question. You might not think so, but I believe it is. And I'm offering you today a poem that was written by a commentator on my blog called John Harvey. John has served as a local councillor in the UK, and he wrote this poem to explore an idea which I have explored on my blog of late. And that is the difference between what is called linear and non-linear thinking, and the consequences that the difference between those two types of thinking have for political decision making. For those who don't know about it, linear decision making is intensely rational and step by step by step. You can move from A to B to C to D and E, and that's the way in which most decisions are made by most politicians in the UK. You might think it's a very logical thing to do, but the problem with it is that you end up with rather routine, dull, uninspired, and frequently very narrow decisions which fail to take into consideration all the information that is required to reach a proper conclusion about complex problems, which most of those things that, of course, our politicians are required to look at are. They aren't simple, they involve vast numbers of different variables coming together to try to meet a combination of needs using a combination of resources. And that's what non-linear thinking does. Non-linear thinking is a concept which is particularly noted amongst those who are considered to be neurodivergent in our society. And those are people who have things like autism and ADHD, or the combination, which is ADHD, or who are maybe dyslexic or dyspraxic or whatever. They seem to be very good at making the types of connections that actually create complex outcomes to complex problems. They may have difficulty explaining how they've got from A to E, but they will actually get to J because they've seen problems which linear thinking does not. Why did John offer me this poem? Well, he offered it because poets are a particular group in our society who are very likely to be non-linear thinkers. And so this is what he had to say, and I want to share it with you because I really enjoyed his poem. How many poets? How many does it take to change a light bulb? You want to know? 10. It's a made-up number, plucked from a random synapse. 10 poets. 10 poets, one to hold the bowl, to cradle it with care, to honour it, to see it, to be it. A second to worry about whether any word rhymes with bowl, and no word does, Dr. Internet confirms. A third to imagine magical metaphors, how bulbs light up our lives, how bulbs are binary, off or on. A fourth, to shoehorn analogies of how bulbs are like small suns, are like the stars of our homes, guiding us like torches in the night. A fifth, to talk of love and passion and devotion, of how bulbs just fit and slide into their screw fittings, or bayonets. A sixth, to imagine a world without light bulbs, a desolate desert of darkness, a future to grieve for and despair. A seventh, to hold the ladder, because poets need to be safe, even when their words stir, challenge, and upset. An eighth, to evoke history, to recall times gone past of Edison and Tesla and Benjamin Franklin. A ninth, to sense the bulbous, the globular, the spherical, the oval, the infinite symmetry. And a tenth, to hold the poet holding the chair. 10 poets changing light bulbs for the world.